Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us at this public hearing on the proposed rule amendments under Chapter 208-08 of the Washington Administrative Code. This is the section of the code that deals with DFI's adjudicative procedures. We're meeting this afternoon to provide an opportunity for comment on the proposed rules. My name is Cindy Fazio. I am the Chief of Regulatory Affairs for the Consumer Services Division of the agency, the division of the agency that is acting as the shepherd of the rules through the rules process. We are joined here today by Steve Sherman, the Rulemaking Workgroup Chair, and Joe Vincent, the agency's Chief of Regulatory Affairs and the director's representative in this rulemaking. Steve and Joe are the primary authors of the amendments. For those folks that are attending in person, please make sure that you have signed the sign-up sheet. Please provide your name and email address and or phone number in case we need to contact you about any comments that you may make. This hearing on proposed rule amendments to WAC 208-08 is called to order at 1:32 p.m. on July 13, 2017. I'll give you a little bit of background on this rule amendment process. We filed the proposed rule with the code reviser under the CR 102 filing on May 23, 2017. That filing included the proposed language, and that was published in the Washington State Register at WSR 17-11-112 on June 7, 2017. Prior to the filing of the CR 102, DFI held two informational webinars on this rulemaking. At the first webinar, we had technical difficulties in that we couldn't share the proposed language on the computer screen with those folks who had connected to the webinar. The audio, however, was working, and that webinar was recorded. But because of those difficulties, we did hold a second webinar, which was recorded as well. And both of those recordings and the proposed language, including a summary of the proposed language provision by Joe Vincent, has been available on our website. The language has been available since prior to December of 2015, and then the audios from the two webinars have been available since those webinars were held. We're proposing amendments to the existing rules because they haven't been amended for a number of years, and there have been subsequent amendments to the Washington Administrative Procedures Act. So these amendments are being made to make those rules consistent where necessary, to make technical changes for clarity and consistency, and to otherwise aid those who are representing the regulated industries by bringing the rules up to speed with common practices. While, again, there were attendees for the audio portions of both the prior webinars, DFI has not received any comments on the proposed rules. Comments that we do receive during rulemaking are part of the public record and are always available on our rulemaking website, but again, we haven't received any comments. We are going to continue to receive all comments that we receive up to the time that we propose the rules for adoption. In the CR 102, that expected adoption date is July 25th. That's a date that we have set, and that date can be moved to accommodate rules if we receive them, or to otherwise accommodate other changes that may occur to the rules. Anybody who wants to submit written comments should do so by 5 o'clock p.m. on July 21st. That's keeping that adoption date of July 25th in mind, and please be aware that the date of adoption of the rule is not the same as the effective date of the rules, and we are anticipating an effective date of the rules sometime in early October. So, again, if you want to provide written comments, you can do that. Please provide them directly to Sarah Recheck by email, by fax, by delivery to our agency, or by postal mail. And all of the methods for doing that are on our rulemaking webpage. You can get all that information. You can also always call me directly for that information. My direct line is 360-902-8800. This public hearing is open for oral testimony at this time. I note that there are not any attendees in the room, and I haven't received notice from anybody that they were going to attend. So at this time, I am going to shut off the recording device. We're going to hold the hearing open until 2:30, but again, I'm going to turn off the recording device. If nobody comes to the hearing or calls indicating that they want to be a part of the hearing, I'll come back on to the recording at approximately 2:30, and at that point, we would adjourn the hearing. Again, we are accepting comments on this rulemaking until 5 o'clock p.m. on July 21st. We are hoping to adopt on July 25th or thereabouts, looking at a 31-day effective date from that date of adoption. So I am going to turn off the recorder, and I will be back to adjourn the meeting at 2:30 unless we otherwise receive comments or somebody shows up. Thank you. This is the last call to receive public comments in the rulemaking under WAC 20808. Today is July 13th, 2017, and it's just about 2:30 in the afternoon. This is Cindy Fazio with DFI. We did not have any attendees, and I have not received notice from anybody that they wish to provide comments or that they had planned on attending the hearing. So thank you very much. We will review all of the comments that we receive between now and 5 o'clock p.m. on July 21st with an eye towards adopting the proposed amendments on July 25th, 2017. This hearing is adjourned at 2:30 p.m. July 13th, 2017. Thank you. Goodbye.